Hey, welcome to the show, MacDiz Podcast, episode, I don't know, 94, I think. First day of Indigenous Comic-Con here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A little tired, we just finished eating, so we're going to give you a quick episode, just our day one wrap-up. Friday, we got here, got our table. Mike had the panel for the smudging with, I don't even know who those two other guys were, some comedy trio, but or comedy duo. What were they?
1491s.
They were cool, they were funny, but it was a good panel, man. There was one of the panelists that was supposed to be there didn't show up because he had some family stuff he had to deal with. So Mike did his best, man, and I'd say you were the best one up there. Those two guys were funny, but I don't think they were. They were like last minute additions, but they were still cool. I don't remember the two guys' names, but they were pretty cool. But what did you think for doing your very first con for the movie? What were you doing? What did you think about it?
Well, first of all, I want to give a huge shout out to Benny's Tacos out here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, next to Isleta Pueblo. Well, a few miles down the road, but yeah, this place is flame. Burned my face off with the red chili enchiladas, but comes into territory. Anyway, first day of the con, man. It's my first one that I've been invited to come and speak at and show my film. And I think it was very encouraging to be a guest, to meet all kinds of different people, native artists, native actors, stunt people, TV personalities, radio personalities. And I think that us artists all being together in one area, in one event, is really remarkable. And and on top of that, it being in Albuquerque, New Mexico, man, it's home. So it's where my mom's from, it's where my blood comes from. So it was awesome. Can't wait for day two.
Yeah, man, it was cool just going around and seeing everything that was in there. A lot of artwork, and I know I saw another guy hyping up a movie, but I didn't really stop and look to see what it was. But I mean, it was a small little convention. It's in a hotel, but it was cool. I mean, for the second one, and there was a good amount of people. But I feel tomorrow, Saturday, day two, there's gonna be a lot more people in there. Sorry about the background noise. We're sitting in Benny's in a restaurant, and yeah. But Ananda, you got to be on this episode. So, what did you think about everything, or what you saw, and all that?
I think it was amazing. And have to give it up to Lee Francis for organizing Indigenous Comic-Con and his whole team. It's incredible to see all the talented Native artists, actors, filmmakers together in one place. I'm just looking forward to tomorrow.
We, Mike and I, did some interviews with, was it Two Worlds, New Mexico? Mm-hmm. I don't really remember what they were doing, but she did was a nice young lady. She was interviewing different artists and everything, so she got me and Mike. Here it is, we got her card. Two Worlds Theater and Film, that's at www.2worldsnm.com. Executive Director Kim Gleason. She was really cool. She's a based here out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. So I will post those videos on the Facebook page once they're up. She said she was going to go and edit it all. I guess she interviewed like a ton of people today, and she's going to put out the video either later tonight or maybe tomorrow. And you can see us on there. I hyped up the podcast and everything, and the second movie, Meshago, we're doing. And I got a couple pictures of Mike, but I didn't really stick around. What did she ask you?
She just wanted to know what the film was about. And we had a big, big conversation about natives doing horror and how we're going to break through the veil on that one, and what it takes to be a native horror director, and what are the challenges, and how far am I willing to take it, and that sort of thing. So she was very nice, and she helped me pub the film up. We are having a screening tomorrow at ICC, in the Bosque Room, and that's at 5 p.m. of the Smudging. And 2 weeks from now, we're doing another one in Albuquerque at the Guild Cinema. That's at 1 p.m. So yeah, she was very, very great personality, and was very, very inquisitive about the stuff that we were that we're doing.
Being your first con, dude, I mean, sitting there in that panel and seeing all the people, you've done it already. You've talked in front of tons of people, performance-wise and all that. What do you think difference other than like performing musically and sitting there talking about your movie to just, I mean, it's different when we did it in Oakland because we know everyone, but coming somewhere else and seeing, it was a pretty crowded room, so it was a good show. But what did you think about the whole panel experience of you being a panelist? I have to live through you because I was still sitting in the audience.
Well, a lot different than performing when we used to do Without Reservation. Is you don't have to memorize anything. You don't have to, you know, keep up with a rhythm, and you could just be you. You know, you come out and you talk about what you represent and what you want the public to know about your film and your talent. And I think that it's the best part is meeting different people, different places you go talk at, and you get to speak with everyone, and hopefully at the end of the day they come up and talk to you more about your film, so you can encourage them to do it. I get a lot of young filmmakers that want advice, even some older ones that want advice about how do you break out and be a first-time filmmaker and what it takes. But seeing all those people sitting there was encouraging because that's our audience, you know. That's who we talk to. Those are the people that come and support and see our stuff, and hopefully I can deliver something that they can go home and talk about and get other people interested in the projects we're doing.
Yeah, it was cool, man. It was a fun day. After that panel, I actually went to I can't remember the name of the panel. It was something to do with podcasting. How to do podcasting right or something. I can't remember, but it was a good podcast. There was two young ladies in there, two Native sisters, talking about the shows that they do. I can't remember the name, sorry, but one of those shows was called Toasted Sister Podcast, and I believe that was, she's talking about Native American recipes and food and all that, and I'm like, I gotta listen to that because I like to eat, and if you know me, see how big I am. But anyway, and the other one, I cannot remember her name either. I'm actually good. This next show, it's called Tribe Called Geek. I'm lined up an interview with her tomorrow, so I'll get her on the show. So that's going to be cool. But it was a good panel sitting in there listening to those two Native sisters talk about their shows and just kind of just people that want to break into podcasting. I gave my 2 cents when I was in there, and I hyped up the show, well, all the shows that I'm affiliated with, and yeah, it was cool. So, but that was day one. Other than those are the only two panels that I went into, and we sat at the table. So if you guys are going to be there tomorrow, stop by and say what's up. And everyone that did come by today, thank you. It was cool. And you got anything else?
Just everybody, thank you very much for coming out and showing support. And big shout out to Lee Francis, who's the director of the Indigenous Comic Con. Mad props for what you're doing, as well as what you're doing in the art world, your contributions to the Native art world. And anxious to see what's all these artists, what they're working on and what they're coming out with within the next year, and maybe do some collaborations with some of them. So yeah, huge shout out to all the Native artists out there.
Hey, and a shout out to Benny's for these delicious chicken tacos that I had. But that's going to be it this episode, guys. We'll come back tomorrow with day two wrap up. So until then, man, just keep it red and rock hard and skate fast.